Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to today's Lunch and Learn. My name is Don Smith. I am one half of the famous New England Dons up here from beautiful Maine, Hampshire, as my partner calls it. I'm joined today by none other than my partner, Mr. Don LaPlume, out of the Vermont area. Don, are you on the line, my friend?
I am, and that's Verschire, by the way, but yes.
Verschire, all right.
There. It's not all emergency, but you bet I'm here.
We'll go with that. So just want to welcome everybody to today's call. We are just jazzed up and excited about what's going on with Vima. If you are on this call today and already have joined us in the Vima family, congratulations to you for doing so. Just an incredible company that, you know, a lot of us spent a tremendous amount of time researching and taking a look at, and Don and I were fortunate enough to be flown out actually to Phoenix, Arizona to check things out firsthand. And we're just very, very impressed with what we found with not only the company itself and how solid it is and what a tremendous future they have, but the leadership there, especially right at the top with Mr. BK Barenko, the CEO and owner, just a tremendous individual who understands the business that we're in and really cares about the type of products that his company is making and putting into people's bodies. And that's just exciting for us, being able to help so many people continue the journey of really, you know, getting their hopes and dreams, and also able to create health as well as wealth for them and their families. And it's kind of cool how we were able to add that into our repertoire, if you will, to not only help people financially, but actually help them get healthier as well. So pretty excited about that, as I know you are, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Health and wealth.
They kind of go together and they rhyme, so we love that. But before I bring on my partner and we get started talking about today's topic, I want to first of all thank Kevin and Bob, Bob Dorn and Kevin Marino, for really leading the charge in everything that we do. And they put so much work into, looking at a bunch of different companies that we were looking at to see where we were going to call home. And, Vima just kept rising to the top for every criteria we could put in front of it. and those guys just did a tremendous job leading us to this amazing opportunity. And want to congratulate them also today for hitting the rank of platinum, I believe, and very, very quickly. I mean, we've all only been involved for a couple of weeks, so pretty incredible. We're hitting a bunch of bronzes on our team. We've got a bunch of silvers. You and I are right there as well, my friend. And things
right.
are just happening quickly with this company, and people are able to have immediate success while consuming absolutely delicious products that are good for them. So we're just really excited, really jazzed up of what's going on. And just want to mention, Don, before we get started, the huge event for the Northeast that's happening down in Edison, New Jersey. I know you and I are going to be there with a bunch of the top leadership, as well as hundreds and hundreds of people that are coming to take a look at Vima and see what it's really all about. And they'll get to meet Mr. BK Barenko himself, who's I'm sure very excited to fly here from sunny, warm Arizona to below zero New Jersey. I'm sure he's very excited about that. but I'm happy for him. I want him to sample all this beautiful weather we're having. So we went out and sampled his weather. So it's time he comes and samples ours, right?
Exactly.
So you guys know, I want to just give them the details, Don, and then I'm going to toss this over to you anyways. But that is Saturday, February 7th. So tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's at the Sheraton Hotel at 125 Raritan Center Parkway in Edison, New Jersey. Okay, so if you don't have that information, be sure to reach out to your leadership or reach out to Don and I. Actually, can they use the link any Don's, John? Don?
No, I haven't posted it there as of yet. So the any Don's is we're creating that site as we speak. So it will be up and running soon. But they can definitely show up at the door. I would recommend that people give us a call. And let's caravan down. You know, we're leaving early, very early, I might add, because we want to make sure that we're set, we're there, not just on time, but we want to get a chance to do a little hobnobbing and get some great seats and just be present the whole time. So, but
absolutely,
you can get in at the door, not a big deal, but we want to we'd love to just travel down with you.
Fantastic. So get a hold of Don or myself. My number, if you guys need it, is 603-235-7685. And Don, I don't know if you want to give your number out.
Sure, 603-304-6593. And that's my cell, so you can text me there as well.
So we would love to see you guys down there, and you want to be down there because it's going to be awesome. And BK, I know, is excited to see our team down there and everyone else who's really excited about what's going on here at BEMA. So with that, we started out a couple of weeks ago, I guess, or last week at least. The time's flying by here. With talking about, you know, just how to get started in this business and what simple steps to take to do that. And we've talked a little bit about that, like I said, over the past episodes, and we want to continue a little bit with that. So I'm going to pass this over to my able-bodied partner, Mr. Don LaPlume, and let him share with you guys some of the simple things that that you guys need to know and do to be successful here at BEMA. So, Don, go ahead and take it away, my friend.
All right. Thank you, my friend. And well done hosting, as always. You are just phenomenal. I just love working with you, man. And you know that. I just, you know, I get fired up. We've said it many times, but, you know, if Don or I, either one of us, is just not on our game for a particular day, because it happens to everybody, you know, We call each other. We call the other Don, and by the time we're out that call, man, we are off our rockers. We're ready to rock. You know, we're just going. We get the smile on our face and ready to roll. So what we want to do, and
absolutely
all of these calls are recorded. You can find them on freerhinos.com underneath Lunch and Earn. I have it Lunch and Earn rather than Lunch and Learn, but you can click on there and you can look at the archives of all of these calls. And each Friday, starting last Friday, we're going to go through all the different steps one by one and just explaining them on how to get started in your BEMA business. And really, this would translate to any business, but I'll tell you, you know, obviously we're talking about BEMA. And last week, we talked about goal setting and creating your personal action plan and, you know, looking back from, you know, working back from a 3-year target, all right, you're creating a 3-year vision and then look and working back from there. And this week, what we want to do is we want to tell you about setting yourself up for success. All right. So now that you've got your action plan in place, let's get you set up. So the first thing you need to do in this business, this is a product business. And when you get signed up and you open your business, this business costs absolutely nothing to start. The company gives you the website. It gives you the app. It gives you everything you need. And all you have to do is pick up some product that's really sort of your buy-in, if you want to call it that. It's your product. And it's funny because when Don and I get started, we get the full affiliate pack, which is what we recommend. Anyone who's serious in building this business, you want to start with an affiliate pack. And if there's anybody on this phone, on this training that did not start with an affiliate pack, but you're thinking, you know what, I'm ready to rock, I want to make this thing happen, then you want to upgrade to that affiliate pack. I can tell you that because here's what's going to happen. With that affiliate pack, you get to earn two things that you cannot earn any other way but by having an affiliate pack. And the first thing is a frenzy bonus. And that's my favorite. We've already earned the frenzy bonus. We're working on earning it.
Love it.
We're shooting for every single week. All right? Now, will we make every single week? Maybe not. And that's okay. But we are pushing every single week because we want to earn a frenzy bonus. A frenzy bonus is going to pay you anywhere from $260 that week up to $700. And you can do that frenzy bonus multiple times. It doesn't have to be just once. So I would encourage you, just, you know, if for no other reason than just to get that frenzy bonus, if you're going to build this thing, get the full affiliate pack because that frenzy bonus will more than pay for it. And you can earn it every single week. It doesn't have to be just once. Or in your first 30 days, like we had with North American Power, you know, you get these specials during the first 30 days. This is for as long as you're in the business, guys, gal. All right? So every week, pick up an extra $700. That doesn't sound like a bad deal to me, you know? Here's another reason. You're in. All right. I'm so glad. but here's another reason you want it, and that's the car bonus. You get our Premier Club bonus, which is the car bonus, or the college scholarship bonus, and that's huge. You know, I've talked about it. I was waiting to replace my car until I hit regional director when I was with NAP, and now I'm waiting to replace my car until I earn the car through VEMA through the Premier Club bonus, and I'm going to have that, and it's not that far away. All right, it's actually very simple. We're going to talk about that stuff in some future trainings. But right now, here's the thing. One thing that Don and I realized is we started with an affiliate pack, right? And we got all of this product, and we thought, you know what, we're gonna use a little bit of this stuff, but we're gonna keep it for samples as we're out there demoing. And we've been doing meeting after meeting after meeting. I know certainly I have, and you know, Don, you're in New Hampshire. So you're on the other side of New England there, but I know you're doing meetings out there as well. And we've gone through almost all of our sample stuff. We're already ordering more stuff because it's like, wow. First it goes quick because you're actually sampling it with people, and that works. I'm telling you, I had a great meeting yesterday with a chiropractor, and that was one of the biggest things that sealed the deal on that one. Just the taste of Verve, he loved it, right? But the other thing is you start trying this stuff, and I've tried everything that I have except for one drink. I've got one more thing to try, and I'll tell you, I haven't found a single thing I don't like yet. In fact, I've probably dipped in a lot more. I know I've dipped in a lot more than I thought I would into the product itself. How about you, Don? What do you think of that product?
Well, I will just tell you that I'm drinking a zero sugar Verve right now, and it's the first one I've had with the zero sugar.
Yep.
And it's phenomenal. I thought for sure it would taste horrible with no sugar in it. It's phenomenal. It tastes great.
And it's got that, it's not an artificial sweetener. It's not one of those things. It's got that natural stevia in there. And I'm not some product specialist or whatever, or a chemical specialist, but stevia is supposed to be all natural. It's what's recommended out there for safety. And it's a that product, That was the second to last one I needed to taste because I was not interested in tasting something no sugar, and I loved it. So, but I didn't want to talk about product here. It's just the way it went, right? But so I'm recommending. Look, right. Get an affiliate pack, and they just updated the affiliate pack, so you got a brand new version on the body pack. But you want to earn that Premier Club, and you really want to earn some of those frenzy bonuses. You know, that's the very first thing. You want to do that right away. And now, once you've done that, when you sign up to do that, you want to make sure that you're signed up for an auto delivery. All right? And kind of if you ever changed your mind, but here's the thing. Auto delivery, make sure that you're always qualifying, and you're going to need that product. We're already out. We've been in this business. Yesterday was 2 weeks. 2 weeks! You know? And we're already ordering more stuff. But we're building. We're having fun, right? So you want to have that auto, and by setting up the auto, Don, you save 10%, right?
Exactly. It's what you don't want to happen is that you went out, you earned a bunch of money, you did the work, and oops, you forgot to buy your product, so now you're not qualified and you don't get paid. So you don't ever want that to happen. You want to make sure that you're getting enough product for you to consume every month, and that'll qualify you to go out there and earn all the money that you want to earn. So that's so important to understand. Because the only requirement of this is, like any business, is just to be a customer. Use the products and you're qualified. There's no other costs involved here. There's no contracts. There's no, you know, raising the rates. There's so many less issues to deal with than there was with energy, which is what I'm finding. It's just use the products and get paid to do it. It's incredible.
That exactly. And that's all we have to do. So listen, Don, I want to toss this next subject over to you because you are just playing a master at this. But then I'll go into the next one myself. But I really wanted you to talk about being plugged in, you know, getting coached, listening into things like this, attending events. Would you mind talking about being plugged in, please?
Not at all. Being plugged in, guys, just refers to like Don said, into getting information, you know, getting on calls like this, getting on your weekly calls with your team, bringing guests to those, using those for tools. Those are exposures, right? People that we're introducing to this business, they need several exposures. They need to know a little bit more. So using these tools and getting them plugged in is a big part of helping you build your business. But the other part of that is you need it for you. We all need to understand that we're a part of this business together, that we're a team, we're an organization, just like any large corporation out there. They all mastermind together. They have weekly meetings. They have, you know, lots of things going on where they're all talking about where the company is and where the company's going, right? And that's what we do. That's what our calls are about. That's what our meetings are about, is to share with people, here's what we have to offer, here's the company, and here's our vision, here's where we're going. And if people are not plugged into that, if they're not paying attention to that, and they're not getting on these calls and talking with their support team and really becoming a part of what we're doing, of the culture that we have here, with this team and with Vima, then you're not going to be successful. You're just not. It's very difficult to do anything all on your own. You know, think about the company that you work at. If you went to work and you never spoke to anybody in the place and you did everything all by yourself all the time, how successful would you be? How well would you be able to serve others? My guess is not very well. So we need each other to help support ourselves, to give that validation for folks when they're looking at our opportunity and what we have to offer here. And you need it for information, because a company like Vima is growing and changing and adding new things, new products, new, and you want to be up to date on that stuff. You want to know what's going on in your own business. If you, you know, this is a business, and if you don't know what's going on, how are you going to share it with other people? You know, so it's really a learning process. It's a coaching process. It's information. It's support. It's a little bit of it's encouragement. You know, it's part of accountability. You know, when you get on a call with your team and you listen to folks on the line and how they're doing great and questions that they have, and you're a new person, you're thinking, oh, this is all the same questions and things that I have, and oh, there's other people in the same place as me. So people understand that they're not out there by themselves. They're part of something, and we're going to help them do it. And that's so important for success in this industry. So you definitely want to get plugged into every possible thing that you can. Now, we all know that life gets in the way, and you may not have that time to do a particular thing. But man, when you know, as much as you can, you want to be getting on calls. You want to be inviting people to calls. Great source of information. You want to be going to your local meetings. You want to be doing home events, home parties. You want to be going to big events like the one in New Jersey tomorrow. I mean, because those are the types of things that change your business. If you can bring one or two or three business partners to an event where they can meet the CEO, meet all the successful people in this company that have already made a lot of money in this business over the last 9 or 10 years, do you think they have anything to teach us? Of course they do. They've done it. They've been there. Right? They've seen the challenges. They know what they are. Those are the people you want to meet and talk to. You can only do that at these kind of events. So you want to get there and you want to get as many people there as you possibly can. That's going to help your belief system in what we're doing. It's going to help theirs, and it's going to make your business absolutely explode. It's the most important thing in this business, and it's something that we all need to get better at, and that's just inviting people to meet other people in the business, whether it's through calls or weekly meetings or big events, whatever it is, you must get them plugged in. It's so much part of this business, and it's actually so much fun when you get to meet a lot of new people, successful people that are happy, that are so excited to do what they do every single day. I mean, how great is that? You know, most people go to their business or their job every day, and they're not happy to be there. They're there, but they're not happy to be there. People in this business, in this industry, we do it because we love it. We do it because we want to meet new people. We want to grow as people. And there's just so much excitement involved when you're part of a fantastic organization and a fantastic company. And we definitely have that here with Vima. So just really excited to be here. And just encourage you guys to get plugged in as much as possible to you and your team. And love having you guys here for Lunch and Learns every Friday. So let's get everybody on these as well. I hope you find that it's a great source of inspiration as well as knowledge for you guys as well. So was that good, buddy? Did I do good?
You done good, dude. That was great done. You know, I mean, you said it because we all need other people to succeed. You and I need each other, you know? We need our team. They need us. You know, we've got, you know, it really takes a team. All right? You know, you want to avoid isolation. A lot of people out there will go and, you know, they'll try and do things all by themselves. And, you know, you might be a self-starter. You might be able to do those things. Don't have the energy. You don't get the conviction that way. There's so much you don't get when you're an isolationist. You really, really want to be out there with the team. So you put it so well. And, you know, basically iron sharpens iron, you know, the more we're with people that are excited, that are energized, that are focused, that are making things happen, the more we learn, the more belief we have, and the more we accomplish ourselves and inspire others. You know, that's what it comes down to. So, hey, listen, let's take this, let's cover one more piece, before the end of this call today. And that is really do something positive for your Vima business every single day. What do I mean by that? You know, don't let a day go by where you're not taking action. You know, action becomes a habit as you keep doing it. You know, several weeks ago, we talked about this app on our phones called Lyft. It's now called Coach Me. The app changes things. But I use that thing every single day, and I use that to help me form habits. And one of the habits you want, a thing called just action, you know, having a daily habit of action, making something happen every single day, all right? And you want to share the product with people every single day. Hey, Don, I don't know if everybody's muted, but there's a lot of noise in the background there. Just wanted to make sure you knew. But there's,
okay, sorry.
That's okay. So you want to share the products. And you want to give a tool a day, you know, whether it's one of our brochures, whether it's a DVD or a flyer. We have some great flyers and other things. You know, one of the guys on the team was at a networking event on Tuesday night that I was emceeing, and he brought in a whole bunch of flyers on Mojo and stuff. And our Mojo is just awesome. What a drink. But we've got so much stuff that makes this business so easy, but we need to use it. We need to be out there making something happen. And the last thing, and I'm going to ask you to jump back in on this one, Don, is 30-day commitment. You want to make a multi-year commitment to this, because any business venture you're going to start, I don't care what company, what platform, what it is, you need to commit years, because your first year, you'll do well, but a lot of it's a learning curve, you know. And in this type of business, especially, you're going to make money if you're doing things as you're taught. You will make money, but it's a learning curve. Most people are not going to leave their daytime jobs or their full time jobs from doing this type of business once, you know, for 1 year. It usually takes several years. So you want to make that commitment. And as you break down that commitment, one of the things you want to look at is, well, what am I going to do in the next 30 days? So I'm going to ask all of you, think about this for yourself personally. What can you commit to doing every day without your Vima business for the next 30 days? Pick something. Pick something, one thing that you're going to do every single day for the next 30 days without fail about your Vima business. Right? And here's where I want you to jump in, Don, because I want you to tell people why it's so important that they write it down. Because I just told everybody to pick something, one thing, and they can pick four or five things, whatever it is that they choose, that they're going to commit to do every single day for the next 30 days, all right, to really launch their business. But they need to put that in writing as well. It can't just be in their mind that, oh, I think I'll do this. And why is that, Don? Why should they put that stuff in writing?
it's really the only way that it comes true, Don. It's the only way to make it reality, is not only just write it down that you're going to do this, but it's reviewing those things that you write down and putting them in your schedule. Your boss, when you work for yourself, I don't care what business it is. I've started several businesses in my lifetime and run a couple different ones now. Your whole business is your calendar. I mean, every day my calendar tells me what to do today. So if I didn't write it down and have it in there, it probably wouldn't get done, you know? So there's got to be certain things that you put in your calendar, in your schedule every day, every week, every month that carries through. And that's how things accumulate. That's how you get results, is to write those little things down that you're going to do every day, those steps you're going to take to get to your goals. And it's the only way it happens. If you wing it, you can wing it, but it's going to be just that. And your results are going to be all over the place. They'll be hard to measure, hard to track, hard to know, you know, hard to accomplish things. You'll be like the average American that has 100 things going and never finishes anything. You don't want to do that. You know, there's a little tool or a little trick that I taught at a training once that I learned from, I think, Earl Nightingale. And it was basically to write every day, write down, because all of us have 100 things to do every day. But every day, write down the top 5 or 6 things you need to do today in order of importance and work on them one at a time until they're complete. So get one done, or at least the portion that you can do today, because sometimes it takes multiple days to complete a particular task you need to do. But whatever you need to do today to get that moving, do that. Get that done. Then move on to number 2. Then move on to, and you know what? It doesn't matter if you only get 2 out of 6 done today. You got 2 things done, completely done off your list. Okay? Most of us go through life with 100 things on the list. They do a little bit of each one, but never finish anything. That's why nothing gets accomplished. So it's so important that you write it down, you schedule it, you get that checkoff list and work on those few things of more, you know, most priority first, and you'll be amazed at what you get done. You know, I need to go back to that myself all the time. I do it for a while, then I don't. And when I do it, I'm like, oh my God, I got all these things done because I wrote it down. So definitely got to do that.
But definitely. Don, you just knocked the cover off the ball when you hit that one, buddy. Right head on. So that's why I tossed
you
that,
inspire
I tossed
me.
That one right through you. Oh, I wouldn't fire you, man. I watch you on the team forever, man. So we just got to make sure we drink our verb and make sure we get plenty of Vemur in us so you live a long time, right? So listen.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot. We've got so many things we're going to cover. Next week, we've got our you know, the next phase, the next step in your action plan, in your launching of your Vemur business. So we're going to cover that one next Friday, so you want to make sure that you're here. John, I don't know if you're able, if you're in front of the computer right now, if we can take a call or two, if appropriate. I'll leave that part up to you.
We got no hands raised. If you have any questions, guys, you feel push 1. We're happy to answer your question or get a comment from you. Otherwise, we are past the half hour point here, so we will wrap things up. But anybody has a quick question, you can raise your hand. But it looks like everybody is so satisfied with what we said, Don. We got no hands raised. So that's okay. Just want to thank you guys. Want to thank you guys again for joining us today. And you know, use this vehicle, use Lunch and Learns, as well as your team calls and stuff to invite people to. When they say, "I need to know more," say, "Listen, you got to get on and listen to these guys talk about our business and get them on." You know, and they'll learn more about what we're doing. So, again, thanks for joining us today. Hope you got a lot out of today's call. And with that, Don, I think we'll call it a call today. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody down in New Jersey, as well as next week here on Lunch and Learn. So thanks, everybody.
Sounds great. Hey, have a great week, everyone. We'll see you out there.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care, pal.
Bye-bye.